It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday morning flashback brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, let's go to the year, eventually.
2008!
2008. And of course, song about food.
And a little bit of chicken fried.
Never done this one before on the flashback. Night.
A pair of jeans that fit just right.
2008, four.
And the radio.
Big hit for the Zac Brown Band. Their first ever, too. Chicken fried. But took a while to cook up that plate. But it smelled delicious. Gosh, I
can Georgia fried chicken.
Right now.
Sounds fantastic.
Give me some babes and I'd be good with life.
My mom used to make the best gravy with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicken fried. Zac Brown Band. It was written by Zac Brown and co-written by his buddy Wyatt Durrett. And there is a bit of a song. The song was recorded several times. First of all, it was recorded in 2003 when the Zac Brown Band was just kind of getting their stuff together a little bit, early goings. And then they recorded it for 2005 and an album really nobody knows about, Homegrown. It was independently released and nothing happened. The Lost Trailers, though, if you remember them, they came along and they recorded it in 2006. And they released that to radio.
Four things in life that mean most, not where you live or what you drive or the price tag on your clothes.
And a little bit of Nashville games and controversy maybe played into this. Because the Lost Trailers covered it and it was doing well. But Zac Brown had it pulled because he regretted letting somebody else record it.
Were they on his label on Southern Ground back in the day?
I don't believe so, maybe. But Zac Brown re-recorded the song and then released it from their album and their first major label release, The Foundation. That was in late 2008. It became their first ever number one. And it was written, though, years before all of this happened. It was written back in 1999, overlapping into 2000, with a ton of rewrites throughout the years along the way. In fact, every version and every time it was recorded is a little different, too. And Zac and Wyatt, there's not much behind it, just celebrating simple Southern pleasures and making me hungry at day number three of a fast. But they thought it would be a really good anthem song for the band, which it was. And then they finalized it right around after 9/11 with that patriotic verse right at the end honoring military sacrifice. So it took a couple of times to reheat, leftovers, recook.
Yeah, but you can even eat it cold. It's chicken.
But it served itself up a number one.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried.
And I want one.
A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Whoa, whoa.